Well, I would like to do the positive affirmations first, so Chris, you can put that up. And then I've got something for Julie, and then I have something for everybody else. And Julie's going, huh? Okay. I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. And I have God's favor in my life. Y en español, yo soy lo que la palabra de Dios dice que soy. Yo tengo lo que la palabra de Dios dice que tengo. Yo seré lo que la palabra de Dios dice que seré. Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios dice que puedo hacer. Y yo tengo el favor de Dios en mi vida. Yay! Yay affirmations. Boy, doesn't that make you happy? I can't see how it wouldn't. Okay, I'm going to do a screen share. Let's all pray and believe. Come on, baby, you can do it. Julie, this is for you. And it's because you mentioned this subject just a moment ago. I wanted to share something that I thought was quite interesting out of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Let's take all the punctuation out. And I also took the helmet of salvation out of there too, just to focus on this one part, the sword of the Spirit. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always. So, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always. Okay, one more time. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That means speaking in tongues and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So this sword of the Spirit is to be wielded around all saints. It is the Word of God. And when you take it, you pray. You pray. You pray always by speaking in tongues. And that's how you watch with all perseverance and supplication for each other. Well, Julie, that's for you. Now, this is for everybody. And we'll start with Gary. Because, Gary, like I said, Gary's been asking. And these are the seven longings. And you can listen to this recording to get those again. But they all start with an A. These are the innate longings that God put in you. And their acceptance, appreciation, affection, access, attention, affirmation of feelings, assurance of safety. Now, these seven longings will be taught. Not today. I was going to, but things changed. and I have to follow my instructions. So acceptance, and this is the most I'll give you right now, acceptance is validated by I'm valued. Appreciation is validated by I'm capable. Affection is validated by I'm lovable. Access is validated by I'm important. Attention is validated by I'm understood. Affirmation of feelings is validated by I'm embraced. And that's why we do our affirmations. We embrace God. God embraces us. And assurance of safety is validated by I'm secure. Well, we're going to get into those, I promise, because they have all to do with the more than abundant life. And now let's get into the teaching. And this teaching is all about the more than abundant life. Let's go ahead and call it that, the more than abundant life, as it relates to these innate longings. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. We're going to be going through a lot of scripture today. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I shared this with you recently. The more than abundant life comes from your heart. It comes out of your heart. John 10:10. Oh, I know you know this verse. I know you've got it memorized. It might be one of the only verses you have memorized. I'm just kidding. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I wish you could hear Jesus Christ say this. He's the one that said it. I wish you could hear it from his mouth, from his mind, from his heart. He came that you might live. Maybe you have a tough time with this verse. Maybe you're not sure what it really means. Well, I want to clear that up for you the best I can. The rest is going to be up to God. God is a God of the heart. So we already know that the more than abundant life comes out of the heart. It's an issue of the heart. The word life is the Greek word zoe. And the Greek word zoe means life in all of its fullness. I'm going to give you a couple more definitions in just a moment that you'll probably love. Keys to release the potential of the more than abundant life. Now I'm going to ask you to really try to track with me today. This teaching will revolutionize, and I really mean this word of God, will revolutionize your life. You will experience a revolt, and you will learn more about stepping into the more than abundant life than you ever have learned. You will walk away with a knowledge base of enablement that will gift you the ability to tap into a completely different realm of living. keys to release the potential. Keys to release the potential of the more than abundant life lie in understanding our innate and powerful cravings to have invisible longings met. You can never have these invisible longings met without the more than abundant life. You can never have the more than abundant life without having these invisible longings met. Wow. I'm talking about God-given longings. Seeking to have these God-given longings met in any other way than according to God's intention will mislead and thwart a life of abundance. Now, when you read, "I am come that they might have life," maybe you're confused. Maybe you ask yourself, is that just talking about eternal life? Or is that talking about life here and now? Or is that talking about both of them? Well, the answer is yes. A full life of abundance is a full life, completed by meeting every natural and godly need. It is my opinion that none of us have had enough biblical information to truly walk the more than abundant life. It's my belief that now's the time. It's time to start an adventure on walking the more than abundant life. It's time to start walking the more than abundant life. Now's the time. I've told you before, I'll tell you again. We were built for Eden, the Garden of Eden. Our souls were designed to thrive in an Eden-like environment. Well, sad to break it to you, but we live in a broken world where things aren't what they are supposed to be. Nothing is like it's supposed to be. Or maybe you've had a great time in it. More than likely just bits and pieces of a great time. But you live in a broken world, and so do I. We experience the loss of friends and family members. We endure divorce, abandonment, abuse, and assault. We experience embarrassment, shame, and rejection, and related hurts. Hurts related to those broken things are often devastating, especially if uncontrolled. If they're let to run amok, then our lives will be amok and can lead to deep cravings in the soul. That's why you have these deep cravings. Oh, if you had just lived in the Garden of Eden, I think you'd be fine. But you don't, so you're not. And we got to fix that. I want you to get fixed. I want you to be so happy and so blessed. And happiness is not the end goal here. There's another end game that's way more important than happiness. It's fulfilling Jesus' purpose. I am come that they might have life. Well, let me tell you, if that's why he came, then you need to be living it. If Jesus came so that you could live life in all of its fullness, then it's time to start living it. Otherwise, why are we doing this? We're supposed to be living life in all of its fullness, right here, right now. No exceptions, no questions. and we're supposed to be living it more abundantly. Super abundant. That's what Jesus said. I wish you could hear it from his mouth. Here's what it sounds like. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's what it sounds like. There is a way to counter the devil's grand Eden attack. The solutions lie in seeking a thriving life of Christ-filled abundance. It's all about Christ. Jesus came so that we could have that life. God raised Jesus from the dead, and that is when Jesus became the Christ. And so we are now to be living a Christ-filled life. You might feel broken. You might think you are so broken, there is no way you could ever get fixed. There's no way you could ever be put back together. Wrong. Wrong and wrong again. We're going to look through a veil and we're going to see a life that is waiting for us. It's called the more than abundant life. It's waiting for us. And you are no exception. You are not so broken that you can't have this too. This Christ-filled abundant life is a life that Jesus exemplified during his 3 decades on this earth. And that was enough time, trust me, for him to break the brokenness, for that brokenness to settle in, and then for the solutions to roll down from heaven. I'd like you to turn to Colossians chapter 2. And I'd like you to understand that you can't be made complete without Jesus Christ. Why am I speaking of completeness? Because if you're broken, you can go down to verse 8. If you're broken, you're not complete. If you're broken, you need to be made complete. But you can't be made complete without Jesus Christ. If you're trying to complete yourself, I'm going to ask you to stop. Just stop. Stop trying to complete yourself. You're going to fail over and over again. You need to focus on Christ and his accomplishments. The word complete, and we're going to read this in verse 10, comes from prelo, tongue twist. And for you gamers, it means to level up. If you don't know what level up means, don't worry about it. If you're a gamer, you definitely know what it means. It also means to cram. Now I know you know what that means. In the sense of completely filling something up. That's right. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Beware. Don't do this on your own. Don't even try to do this on your own. Walk hand in hand with the accomplishments of Christ, including when God set him down at his own right hand. Verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Well, there you have it. Christ is complete. And he is the complete source for your completion. And your completion comes from the Godhead bodily. Verse 10, and ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians chapter 4. And I would like to say that the more than abundant life brings completion. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, Colossians 4, verse 12, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Completeness is a perfect stand. Perfect means complete. Would you believe that? And perfect and complete together mean to be completely crammed or to be completely leveled up with the greatness of all that Christ offers. That is the more than abundant life. Life comes from the Greek word zoe. I'm repeating myself, meaning life in all of its essence. Matthew chapter 7. There is a way into this life. There is a way into the more than abundant life. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, that leadeth unto life, Zoe. And Zoe is the life that Jesus said he came to give. I am come that they might have Zoe. Jesus said he came that we might have Zoe. Not only Zoe, but an abundant amount of it. So straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life in all of its fullness, that leadeth unto the more than abundant life, and few there are that find it. It is straight and narrow, but it leads to life in all of its fullness. Not many people reach this life. Let us be numbered with those few. Matthew chapter 18. I hope you're getting excited, because now you're seeing that you can look at the word Zoe as a reference to the more than abundant life, depending on context, because sometimes Zoe is called eternal Zoe. Well, that means that we're going to have the more than abundant life in eternity too. But you're learning how to frame your mind around why Jesus came. Don't be afraid to understand that Jesus came so that you could live the more than abundant life right now. Matthew 18, verse 8. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. For it is better to enter into the more than abundant life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. What can we learn from this, Christians? Because you're not a Jew. No matter your physical state, you can live the more than abundant life. But lay aside all offensive activities. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 and verse 28. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. This is the more than abundant life. The Word makes known the more than abundant life. Without God's Word as your necessary meat, you'll have nothing to do with the more than abundant life. Acts chapter 3 and verse 15. And killed the Prince of Life, the Prince of the more than abundant life, the Prince of the more than abundant eternal life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Death couldn't keep the Prince of Life down, and it will not keep you down. Jesus Christ is the Prince of the more than abundant life experience. Jesus Christ is the Prince of life in all of its essence. And Jesus Christ is quite literally the more than abundant life experience. Romans chapter 5. These words should be fuel in your fire. Your heart should be bubbling over about now, because you're learning the greatness of life that feeds your life. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the more than abundant life by one, Jesus Christ. Living with all of our innate longings met. If all seven of those innate longings were met, now I'm kind of throwing a carrot out, because this is an introduction to that. What you have to get what you really want. But if we live with all of those longings met, our lives will be open to a life of spiritual free reign. You will be unleashed in this realm as a spiritual giant. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death. All this reference to death is referencing things that have come and gone. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead, there's why it's come and gone. By the glory of the Father. Jesus Christ did not raise himself from the dead, as most Christians are taught. That is a bold-faced, devilish lie. The glory of the Father, it says, raised him. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Newness of life is the more than abundant life. And if we're going to walk in the more than abundant life way, then we have to accept that the glory of the Father raised Jesus from the dead. And it's just like that God raised Jesus from the dead, then we should be walking according to the life that was then gifted to us by that great act. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. There's death again, but remember I said, all this mention of death, death has come and gone. And that is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The more than abundant life frees you from sin and death. If you're walking the more than abundant life, That is your ticket to freedom. So you really ought to be doing it. You want to be walking the more than abundant life. And remember that a law is binding. We are bound to the more than abundant life. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The more than abundant life has nothing to do with the carnal life. Nothing. It has nothing to do with materialism, flesh, lust. It has all to do with the spiritual life. To be spiritually minded is life in peace. And that is the more than abundant life. Romans chapter 8, verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead. And there we have it again. Because of sin and because of the resurrection, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. The more than abundant life is made available through Christ in you. The more than abundant life is the right way, the righteous way to live. Romans chapter 11, verse 15. I know that got you excited because you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are righteous now. It is that righteousness that is a doorway into a life that most people will never experience. But you will. Because I know you want to. I want you to focus on living the more than abundant life and fulfill Jesus' purpose. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hear those words. Let them ring loud and clear. It doesn't matter how broken you are, how sinful your nature is. It doesn't matter what sins you've committed. Jesus came to give you life in all of its fullness, which is in direct contrast to how you might feel or how you live today. Let's live Jesus Christ's way, the more than abundant life. It's really amazing. Romans chapter 11, verse 15. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? It's all about life. Everything that Jesus Christ did, when God gave his son to die on that stake, it was all about defeating death. And it was all about gifting life in all of its fullness. Not just so that you could be born from your mommy and daddy. That has nothing to do with it. What has everything to do with it is the life you're to live after you receive Christ in you, the hope of glory. Wow. So being received into the realm of the more than abundant life is akin to being raised from the dead. Our walk represents the dead coming to life. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 22. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. Oh, that is beautiful. The more than abundant life is yours for the taking. yay, God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Isn't that a beautiful verse? Have you ever seen it like that? That the more than abundant life is yours? Have you ever seen the more than abundant life as an entity, as something you can wrap your arms around and bring home to take with you everywhere you go? Wow! Let's rejoice together. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11. For we, oh, by the way, every man shall live by every word of God. That's what God's heart and desire is. We are feeding ourselves the word of God. We're living by the word of God right here and right now. Okay, back on track. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Jesus is the reason that we can say we live. So whatever we go through in our living is for Jesus' sake, because we are fulfilling his reason for being here. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. For we which live, you and me, are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Wow. That, here's a reason, the more than abundant life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Well, that means that the more than abundant life is made, it's designed to manifest from mortal flesh. So you can't come up with a reason why you shouldn't be living it. You can't say my body is too ugly. It's too broken. I only have one hand. I only have one kidney. I can't do this. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Mortal flesh, baby. That covers basically all of you but the spirit side. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12. So then death worketh in us, but the more than abundant life in you. Wow. So what Paul was going through as a leader, and the things that Satan was throwing at them at that time, was horrendous. But it served a purpose, because it was for Jesus' sake, so that the more than abundant life could be gifted to more and more and more and more and more people. Well, we learn from verse 12 that the more than abundant life is a work. It's a work. And that word is left out on purpose. That's a figure of speech. Man, those four words, but life in you, should be flashing from the Empire State Building. But life in you, but the more than abundant life in you, but life in you, but life in you, but life in you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want you to live the more than abundant life. I don't want you to just be talking about it. I don't want you to just sit in classes and hear about it. I want you to live the more than abundant life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan. We do groan. Being burdened, yep, 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 yep. Yep, 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 got that right. Being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed. In other words, I don't really want to go through this, but clothed upon. There's a purpose, that mortality might be swallowed up of the more than abundant life. Even now, our mortality, just that death is like at the door sometimes, can and will be swallowed up by the more than abundant life in practice. Live it. Live it. Drive yourself to live it. Live it, live it, live it. Ephesians chapter 4. So you got to get to the place where you kick it in gear. You got to get to the place where you really want to do what God wants you to do. You've got to get to the place where you accept Jesus' purpose. Have you ever really accepted his purpose? Or do you just talk about the Bible? I mean, that's great. I'm glad you do, and I'm thankful. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So where is it? Shall we live it together and shall we start today? A resounding yes. The more than abundant life in practice swallows up that nasty old burden, that nasty old mortality. Yeah, don't be distracted by mortality, folks. That's going to come and go, just like Jesus' life came and went. And God raised him from the dead, and there's no more death in him, never could be again. Same with you. Don't be distracted by mortality. Just get it off your plate. Get it out of your mind and get the more than abundant life in there. Let's do this together. You and me. Let's all of us live according to Jesus' purpose. I am come that they might have life in all of its fullness. All of it. And on top of that, abundantly. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Chris is going, come on. Where is that verse? This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth not as other Gentiles, the nations, walk in the vanity. Ooh, that vanity. That means depravity of their minds. That is bad, okay? So the mind can be a bad place, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, from the more than abundant life, which actually came from God, through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Wow. Mouthful after mouthful of bad. Countered by one thing and one thing only, the more than abundant life from God. We learn that the depravity of the mind, though, will hinder the more than abundant life in practice. Food for thought. Philippians chapter 2. I bet you never thought there was so much about the more than abundant life in the Bible. I mean, wasn't there only one verse? John 10:10? Oh boy. Philippians chapter 2 verse 16. Holding forth the word of the more than abundant life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. So why can't we say the more than abundant life when we see the word Zoe? Jesus said he came that I am come that they might have Zoe. So if he said he came to give us Zoe, when we see Zoe, we should think Jesus. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Let it never be said of you, my dear brother and sister in Christ, let it never be said of you that you spent your whole life running, that you spent your whole life laboring, and never once tapped into the more than abundant life. Okay? Let's just make a ground rule right here and right now. Because you've got time to change. You've got time to learn about this. You've got time to walk into this and see a revolution in your soul, in your heart, from which the issues of life prevail, you can do it. We can do it. Let us never say, and let us vow that we never will say, "Oh, I've run in vain. I've labored in vain." The running and laboring is related to manifesting the more than abundant life. The more than abundant life is the living word. We are to run and labor to live the more than abundant life. Wow. Philippians chapter 4, just a page or so over, verse 3. "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow." Do you see how we're supposed to be yoked together in this more than abundant life venture, this more than abundant life quest, this more than abundant life experience? "Help those women which labored with me in the gospel. Help each other, with Clement also, with other my fellow laborers, whose names are written in the book of the more than abundant life." Oh my goodness! It's written down. Every single person who lives a more than abundant life has their name in this heavenly book, and we're supposed to help each other. You find out who's living this more than abundant life, and you help them. And if you need help, ask for it. That's right. That's how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be yoked together with this. The book of life is a book of the more than abundant life. It's written and it's heavenly. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Oh, you gymnasts are going to love this one. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things." Why? Having promise of the more than abundant life that now is, wow, if that doesn't give you a paradigm shift, and of that which is to come, what? Of that more than abundant life which is to come. Oh my goodness. The more than abundant life is now. And the more than abundant life is a now and then promise. There you have it. It's going to be around forever. So you might as well tap into it, because you're going to get it in full force then. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Just a couple pages again. Verse 10. "But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." The true gospel brings the more than abundant life to light. Isn't that fantastic? The more than abundant life is immortal. Wow. James chapter 1. We're getting into some eternal things now. You want to talk about the end times? We're getting closer and closer to the reality of some of these beautiful promises. Wow. Beyond significant. Yeah, I miss Eden. I wish I could have experienced Eden. But I think I got something better. I get to experience the more than abundant life. Our soul was created for that too. And Jesus came so that we could live it too. Yeah, James chapter 1, verse 12. "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of the more than abundant life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." Oh, now we're getting into some real meat. The crown of life is a crown of accomplishment. For living life in all of its fullness, the more than abundant life. And for having agape for the Lord, for living according to agape. Oh, wow. Have you ever seen it that clear? Oh, man. Agape is, it's like a key into the more than abundant life. 2 Peter chapter 1. I've got another verse I'll show you about agape and the more than abundant life that'll really lock this in for you. You know, if you've been on the fence about living according to agape, I hope this blows your fence apart and brings you back to solid ground. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto the more than abundant life and godliness. I know how you've seen that verse before. Yay, we got the Bible so we know how to live. But you never said so that we know how to live the more than abundant life. No, I want you to start saying that. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to superior excellency and virtue. Or glory and superior excellency, I guess is the right way to say that. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, I hope you're seeing these flags. They're like green flags. Go, go, go. Live the more than abundant life. Go, go, go. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wow, if this isn't a launch pad for living the more than abundant life, I don't know what is. The knowledge of God's word is in the all things, as it says in verse 3, all things that lead us to the more than abundant life. The more than abundant life is an exceeding great and precious promise. The more than abundant life is a divine nature. Are you getting excited now? And the more than abundant life is proof you've escaped lust's corruption. Wow. Wow. 1 John chapter 3. How exciting. 1 John chapter 3, the book of love. So are we going to hear something about agape? Yep, probably so. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. We know. Oh, here you have it again. But this is the other side now. We know that we have passed from death unto the more than abundant life. Not only did God raise you from the dead through Jesus Christ, he gave you the more than abundant life. It was a gift. It's an entity. He gave it to you. There's something spiritual about this whole thing. It's a divine nature. It's a promise that's exceeding abundantly above everything you could imagine. We know that we have passed from death unto the more than abundant life. Or you could say it the old way if you want. We know that we have passed from death unto life in all of its fullness. But if we're talking about life in all of its fullness, aren't we talking about the more than abundant life? Because of why Jesus Christ came, I am come that they might have Zoe. I think we are. Because we agape the brethren. The reason you can pass from that old dead nature into that life nature, the more than abundant life nature, is because you walk the disciplined life of agape. To each other. Wow. Wow. I would say that is a call to arms. I would say that is the reason that you really want to live the disciplined life through agape, so that you can live the more than abundant life, and so that you can leave the law of sin and death behind, and so that you can leave any semblance of mortality behind. Watch it get swallowed up as you walk according to agape. Wow. So quite literally, the agape walk passes us into the more than abundant life. If you don't walk according to agape, you can't live the more than abundant life. Revelation chapter 2. Yep, it shows up in Revelation as well. Well, it should, because Zoe is eternal. The more than abundant life is not just a here and now thing. Jesus told the Jews in John 10:10 why he came. He wasn't talking to the Christians. That wasn't written in the epistles. It was written to man. I am come, he said. I am come that he might have life. That's why he came. That life was given before Christianity hit the face of this earth. So it's going to be around in Revelation 2. Revelation 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of the more than abundant life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Oh, don't think for a second that you're not going to see the more than abundant life there. It has nothing to do with carnality, right? There won't be any carnality then. So the more than abundant life will become our food source in eternity. It's the tree of Zoe. Revelation 22. And we'll look at verse 2. Revelation 22, verse 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river. Oh, by the way, this is all for Jaylene, because she really wanted to hear more about eternity and those related things. On either side of the river, where there was there the tree of Zoe, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. So the more than abundant life is nourished and is nourishment and healing. As you live the more than abundant life, that's what you're going to receive now and then. And let's see, let's go back to Revelation 2. I should have shared this one earlier when we were into, but I didn't. Revelation chapter 2. This has to do with that crown of Zoe again. Verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. Look how he's just got to pick on people. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of Zoe, the more than abundant life. We will all be crowned with Jesus' purpose. Wow. The more than abundant life is our crowning achievement. Chapter 11 and verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet and totally freaked everybody out, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. The more than abundant life is resurrection power. The capability of the more than abundant life comes from the Spirit of life from God. And chapter 21, Revelation 21 and verse 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the waters of the more than abundant life freely. The more than abundant life quenches our thirst. In eternity, we shall drink from the fountain of the water of the more than abundant life. Revelation 22 and verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. The true, more than abundant life can only issue from God through Jesus Christ. And I would like to give a recap in closing of what the more than abundant life does, what it is. The more than abundant life brings completeness. It is a straight and narrow way that leads to the more than abundant life. The more than abundant life is not dependent on your physical state or abilities. The Word makes known the more than abundant life. Jesus Christ is the more than abundant life experience. Living with all of our longings met will open to us a life of spiritual free reign. And that's why we have to get those longings under control. Newness of life is the more than abundant life. If we want to quest on the more than abundant life, or into the more than abundant life, or for the more than abundant life, we have to get the longings taken care of. The longings are what prevent us from living the more than abundant life now. If you're going around with so many deep needs inside, emotional needs inside, how can you live the more than abundant life? You can't. How can you say that you're living life in all of its fullness when you're broken, when you're suffering, when you have pain? Well, we want to fix that. We want to get to the place that we really are living according to Jesus' purpose. I am come that they might have life. Newness of life is the more than abundant life. The more than abundant life frees you from sin and death. We are bound to the more than abundant life. You know, it says your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, where you bind that to your feet. Well, we're bound. Our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength should be bound to the more than abundant life. The more than abundant life has nothing to do with a carnal lifestyle. The more than abundant life is to be spiritually minded. The more than abundant life is the righteous way to live. The more than abundant life is made available through Christ in you. This is truly available because of Christ. Without Christ, there's no such thing. The more than abundant life walk represents the dead coming to life. The more than abundant life is ours for the taking. When you live the more than abundant life, you're literally a dead man renewed. You're walking now where you used to be dead. The more than abundant life is ours for the taking. The more than abundant life is designed to manifest from mortal flesh. The more than abundant life is a work. The more than abundant life will never die. Even now, our mortality can and will be swallowed up by the more than abundant life. And that's partly why you can lose all your fears. The depravity of the mind will hinder the more than abundant life. The more than abundant life is the living Word. We are to run and labor to live the more than abundant life. The book of life is a book of the more than abundant life, people. The more than abundant life is a now and then promise. The true gospel brings the more than abundant life to light. The crown of life is a crown of accomplishment for living agape and the more than abundant life in all of its fullness. The knowledge of God's word is the all things that lead us to the more than abundant life. The more than abundant life is an exceeding great and precious promise. The more than abundant life is a divine nature. The more than abundant life is proof you've escaped life's corruption. The agape walk passes us into the more than abundant life. If you don't walk according to agape, you can't live the more than abundant life. Just rule it out. The more than abundant life will become our food in eternity. The more than abundant life brings nourishment and healing. You know how it says in Matthew 4:4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's in part talking about the nutrition that comes from the gospel, the word of God, the divine nature, the purpose of Jesus Christ, the Christ in you, all of the life that Zoe actually represents. We will be crowned with all of life. The more than abundant life is a crowning achievement. The capability of the more than abundant life comes from the spirit of life from God. In eternity, we shall drink from the fountain of the water of the more than abundant life. The more than abundant life quenches our thirst. And finally, this is the 40th one. Can you believe it? The more than abundant life can only issue from God through Jesus Christ. Thank you very much.